Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Looking out for love in the night so still.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is also a constant lament for mine around my organization. But Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. And I actually used your title. I referred to you earlier this week with someone. I forgot what we were talking about, but I was commenting on the title of your book and mentioned your name. So we love you, Rick. We keep you on top of mind around here. You were talking in the last segment about this client of yours that had difficulty looking back and doing sort of a postmortem on a project that failed. And so my question to you is, they knew that project was failing before it collapsed.
Oh, way before.
Why didn't they? Here's the question I think that we have to ask ourselves, because we do know these things when we're working on something. If it's not working out, we can see this. Why don't we look hard at these projects while they're failing, and either do something about it to adjust them, or pull the plug? That's the big thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Pulling the plug is a really hard thing in corporations.
And small businesses. It's harder for small businesses.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, but it also, you know, it's, we really, there's something about us, and I think it may, I don't know if it's a uniquely American thing, but man, we don't want to have to give up. We don't want to fail. I mean, it can be the fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go, we're down by 42 points, and we're still in the game. I mean, you know, we just, it's hard for us to say this failed, but if we could look at, is it working or not working, like even from the earliest days, then we have a chance to kind of stay on track and get things back on track. But what I find, like with that company and others, is they keep trying to do things to make it successful, like, oh, maybe we need to have another meeting and explain it again. Maybe we need to bring in a motivational speaker. And I mean, maybe, and they do these things that are all, there's nothing wrong with them, but they don't get at what's really wrong. And often the people leading the change, even in a small business, don't know what's getting in the way because nobody's telling them the truth. You know, the boss goes around saying, hey, how's that project working out? And they go, yeah, pretty good, boss. Because they just want the boss to keep moving over to the next truck or the next aisle and take care of things.
Well, that's exactly right. And another thing that happens is sometimes when you scrutinize a project, you discover things. You might discover that this just isn't going to work, that this thing, it needs to out of its misery. And that's a hard thing to do, to pull the plug on something. And there's actually a name for that. It's called the sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I've already got so much money in it. You know, I've got to try to get my investment back when it's already too late.
Yep. I mean, that really comes out of behavioral economics. Like you put value in stocks that you already own that you would never buy. And yeah, that's a huge thing about us as human beings. And it's business leaders, you know, people own their own businesses, really need to take a hard look at that and override their natural instincts to think about, well, I've already sunk X number of dollars in, I better stick with it. I mean, you know, the more courageous leaders are the ones in military and in business who can say, nope, that isn't working, we're moving over here. Hard thing to do, but boy, it's sometimes absolutely essential.
There's another thing in that same vein is called the Concord fallacy, and that's where people refuse to accept the fact that stopping this project and starting a new one and going in a completely new direction would be less expensive than continuing the project that you you refuse to leave. And it's really hard for small businesses because we, especially if it's a pretty big project, Rick, you know, we don't have that many big projects going on. So if we pull the plug on one, that's a big part of our world.
Yeah. Well, so Jim, tell me more about the Concord fallacy. I didn't quite get that connection, and it sounds really interesting.
It's based on the Concord airplane, you know, the supersonic jet. Those guys had so much money, and before that plane ever left the ground the first time, they already knew it was a failure.
But they couldn't
make themselves. They already knew it was a financial failure, and was never going to be a financial success. But they couldn't pull the plug on it, but the truth is, if they pulled the plug on it, they would have saved more money by going in another direction than they did by continuing what they were doing. And that's come to be known as the Concord fallacy.
Yeah.
You can look that up, folks, if you want, but it's an interesting, both of those, the sunk cost theory and the Concord fallacy. Yeah. One's before the project's over and the other was after the project's over. Those are two interesting ways to maybe you see yourself.
Yeah.
If you're having trouble pulling the plug on something, it's helpful, I think, Rick, to observe, to read about, to learn about how other people failed.
Yeah.
I think that's important perspectives. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with more Rick Maurer after these messages. 10 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.